Merkaba.
This call is being recorded.
Your Merkaba, you can float around and spin if you want and fly from here to there. Just let yourself go. Let yourself move. However your being is taking you, however your higher self is guiding you, just float on up, fly. Fly to another planet, fly to the ships. Think of this Merkaba as a scout ship of one of these other larger ships. Small little scout ship. It's yours, your personal ship, your personal vehicle. Often called the light body as well. The light body vehicle. Let yourself experience the motion, the movement within your vehicle. The more you can feel the movement, the more awareness you have outside of your body. And always as a point of reference, you can always look back down and see your physical body way down there, way, way down there, nice and relaxed, perfectly safe. Feel that being at two places at one time. Now, if you are able, you can see all of the other Merkabas that rose up, that came up from the planet, all of you coming up above the surface of the planet, above the atmosphere, looking back down, seeing the planet, seeing the energy around the planet. Notice that you can also feel the energy of the planet. You can feel it, just as we, in our higher places, our higher point of view, we can also feel the energy of the planet, feel the pulse of the planet, feel the life within the planet. She is a living being. Mother Earth, as she is called. If you haven't already, feel yourself coming down to the planet in your vehicle, in your Merkaba vehicle, coming down to the surface, skimming over the surface of the planet, flying, experiencing, feeling the energy, feeling the love that she has for all of nature. I also become aware of all of the elemental kingdom as well. The sprites, the fairies, the gnomes, the unicorns, etc. Many different life forms that are invisible to the three-dimensional eyes. To your fifth-dimensional eyes, to your third eye, the eye that is single, you can feel and know and see different forms of energies, different forms of life. Allow yourselves to come back in your Merkaba. Don't leave your Merkaba out there. Come back. Come back towards your physical body. Come back towards your physical form. And bring your Merkaba with you. And park it outside of your body as your consciousness comes back into your body. Put your consciousness now, leave your Merkaba, come back into your physical form. Know that that Merkaba, though, you can travel in it, you can use it for protection. Any time that you are in any type of situation where the energies aren't right, you can use this Merkaba as a force field around you. And it does work if you allow it to. Ever feel a trigger being, something triggering you, something bringing you to anger, or some other energy coming from another that you are wanting to block? Bring your Merkaba around you so that it is your force field. Negative energy will bounce right off. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you, be able to share and have these moments, these continuing moments that are changing rapidly. Many of the things that have been foretold, many of the various predictions, many of the changes that have been said will happen, are in the works now. They are in process. You are beginning to see the glimmerings of these each and every day. More and more is coming forward. More and more truths are being revealed, and more are about to be revealed. Because everything is in motion now. Everything is in a shifting motion that can no longer be stopped. It has been said that you are in the eye of the storm, and the storm is raging around you. You, though, are in that calm, that place of peace and calm. Let the storm rage around you. Let everything that is happening happen, because it is happening for a reason. Consciousness is shifting and changing. And in order for there to be the new consciousness, in order for there to be the new golden age, there first must be the breaking down of the old. The old must wither and die for the new to be born, the new to sprout up as life sprouts up in the spring. That is what is happening now. And yes, it has been said that there are rocky times ahead, to fasten the seatbelts. That is not to put a scare into you, certainly never to bring fear, just to prepare you for the energies as they continue to shift and change, the energies as they become greater and greater. And you, those of you, especially those of you with a psychic ability, you are feeling these energies more and more and more. And I tell you now, as Saint Germain, these energies are going to continue to change. They are going to continue to shift within you and outside of you. And as you continue to evolve within, as you continue to move your consciousness higher and higher within you, into the higher and higher vibrations, and you will feel these energies change within you, even though those that are happening outside of you will have little or no effect. This is why you have been given this Merkaba exercise, to be able to utilize this as a tool. As you know, there are many tools. The use of crystals is one. This is also a tool to surround yourself, to protect yourself in any of those times of trouble, those times where the energies become too strong. You want to back it off a bit. You can simply bring your Merkaba around you. It will lessen the energies. If you are attacked in some way, some psychic attack, it will dispel that attack. It will send it away. Because nothing can penetrate the higher vibrations within you. That is my message for this time, and I leave you now. As always, the violet light is certainly another tool, the violet flame. All of you know of this one. It is time to be able to utilize the many various tools that are available to you, especially as these changes continue to develop and momentum begins to become stronger and stronger. As the avalanche coming down the mountain, nothing can hold it back. Truth can no longer be held back. All of my peace and love be with all of you, and may you be continually surrounded by the flame, the violet flame of peace and love. Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can unmute your phones now. Anybody out there? Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Very good. We do not have a message here at this time, but we will take your questions now. Do you have any questions here?
This is Cheryl. I have a question.
Yes.
I had a dream about searching for a book called Mercury Stars. I was in a bookstore, and this book was about 5 inches wide, maybe 13 inches long, white, and the title was in gold. I was excited to find this book, and there was a lady next to me who said, "I want one too," and I said, "I'm sorry, this is the last copy." and I glanced back at the shelf, and there was another book that read Mastering Mercury. So I wondered if you could shed some light on this dream. Thank you.
This is a book of remembrance, a book of remembrance for you. That is why you cannot share it with another, for this is your book of knowledge, your book of remembrance. This is what we can tell you at this time.
I wondered if I was doing some work on Mercury, on the planet Mercury.
There is a commotion on the phone there. Please mute your phone if you are not speaking. There. Now your added question here.
Hello. Am I doing some work on the planet Mercury, perhaps? Or is there a school?
Not as we find it, no. There is no connection there, but it is within your book.
Hello.
Your book of remembrance here. And we cannot
okay.
give direct understanding of this, but you must
no,
go
I'm listening,
in.
So I just listening the show.
And we can hear please, you.
Please mute your phone there, whoever that is.
Thank you, one who serves. I'll continue to go within.
Yes, very good. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Irena. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
My question is, what's the point of my experience to be worked to the death almost? Why? Instead, like everybody else, spending energy somewhere else, and I need to be worked and worked and worked to survive here in this world. What's the point of it?
The point of your survival, as you are saying, is just to be here now, to be in the moment. And it is your contract that you came in here with, as we are finding it, that is bringing you to the state that you are in now. But that is not something that needs to continue, because as it is a karmic situation that you believe is still there at your level of consciousness, you still believe it, it is no longer necessary. Because karma, as you know it, from past lifetimes, is over. We have said this many times. Other sources have said this in many different ways. Karma is over from your past lifetimes if you allow it to be. Now, that is to say there are those that have medical conditions and all of these things that stem from those karmic debts, you might say, that they are paying back, but they do not need to pay them back anymore. So if you have a medical malady of some type, if you have any type of emotional distraughtness, if you have anything that is holding you down, keeping you trapped, you might say, and feeling trapped within your physical body, it is no longer necessary to have this. There are many different ways, tools that you can use. Those use of crystals that is being brought back to the understanding of man at this time from your Atlantean heritage. And these things are being brought back now. There are many tools that are coming forward, many medical technologies that are going to be released, much beyond your medical technology that you have today. Light years, you could say, beyond that. So we would say to you who is asking this, and anyone else who is feeling like they are at their wit's end, you might say, it is time to let that go. You do no longer need to have this. If it is pain, you no longer need to have it. If it is something that is holding you back from doing something that you know you need to do, then you do not need to have that hold you back anymore. We know it is easy for us to say because we do not have to be concerned about this anymore. But for those of you that do, it is also easy for you if you allow it to be. And that is what you must come to. You must begin to believe, and then you will see. Believe it and see it. Not seeing is believing, no longer. It is now believing is seeing. And that will continue to catapult you into the higher vibrations of the higher fourth and into the fifth dimensional experiences. And when you are in those higher vibrations, then nothing can affect you anymore. And we say nothing can affect you. Okay?
Okay. So it was financial, actually, not health issues. That's all. I understand what you're saying.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there other questions
here? I have a question, Manu, sir.
Yes?
Yes, this is Nisha, and yesterday morning I felt a huge wave of energy going from my head throughout my whole body. So my question is, can you tell what is it, and is it related to the sunshine, to the sun gazing, to the lights, gamma coming from the sun, changing our DNA cells, and any information that will help me help the collective about the role of the sun at this time and what was that experience? Thank you.
We would say in some ways all of the above, because the energies are coming in more and more into the planet, and those that are acclimating to these energies, such as all of you, are coming more and more to be able to handle these energies and work with them. As they continue to rise, you will continue to rise. And as these energies come in, they are foreign to the physical body in the state that it is in the three-dimensional understanding. But as you move into the higher vibrations, as your carbon body becomes more and more crystalline, then it will hold more and more light. And as more light is held, then it will be able to take these energies that are coming in and be able to work with it more directly, and where it does not create the symptoms that have been happening to many across the planet over the time here. We're speaking of those of the ascension symptoms, what they're called here. And you are continuing to move through these symptoms and allow for more and more and more light to anchor in your body. This is why the Merkaba now has been given to those of you that have not already experienced this, for you to have this and use this as a tool to be able to withstand the energies more easily. If they are too great coming in at a time and you do not want to have it that strong, you can surround yourself with the Merkaba and it will be relaxed. The energies will no longer be as strong. And if you want them to come in and be strong and you can work with it and handle this, then let it come. Let these energies come within you. If you have the headache, if you have the stomach ache, if you have the backache, know that these are just temporary. They are just your DNA being reinitialized, you might say, in some ways. And these energies are bringing you higher and higher into the higher dimension. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Hello, the one who serves.
Yes.
Hiya. Sending you love. This is Rhea Athena. I've got a funny question. I'm giggling. I've actually got a question. There's this lovely young chap on YouTube who makes wonderful videos about the Palladian king, King Tlachacha. Now, I mean, I'm rather perplexed about this because he says there is a King Tlachacha, a Palladian King Tlachacha, and that the Palladian king has said that after the compression breakthrough, after the event, this is after the changeover, that the Palladians will come down and they can interbreed with humans to create a hybrid race. So, and I was like, wow, okay, I might ask the one who serves this question. So I'm giggling to myself and take it away. Tell me what you know.
What we can tell you is the Palladian race, as you are saying, is in many respects your future. They are your future. They come from the future. They were you. You are they. So they are already somewhat interbred within you, as you can look at this. This is why they have been the ones that have been predominantly selected as those who would make first contact here when this is, when disclosure is ready to happen here. And at that time, they will land, they will be here en masse, and they will present themselves, and you will see that they are very much already like you, and you are already like them. Okay?
Yes. And we, he said that we can make babies. Well, I was like, okay, gotta ask this one. Okay. And we make, like, babies. Can humans interbreed in that way with a Palladian? Because if, when we, this is after, this is once we've ascended, this is way into the future. So I was just like, wow. Okay.
Where do you think you came from?
Telling myself things that I already know, and I just thought I'll ask anyway, but that's it. No, I thought so. And I, this is why I'm giggling.
You are already a product. You are already a product of interbreeding between species. The human condition is already a product of them.
It's beautiful. It's amazing that we have this wonderful DNA and wonderful, we're a product from this wonderful race, the Palladians, the Venetians, the Syrians, the Andromedans. It's just beautiful. It's just blessing to hear it. So King Plachacha is a real king then, yeah?
We are not going to say directly on this one that you are saying, but we are going to give an affirmation to much of what you have asked, yes.
Okay. Oh, no, well, that's wonderful. I love you so much. Thank you so much for answering my question. And to other people who are listening, blessings. I love you. Thank you so much.
Here, you want to wipe it up?
Any further questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei.
Yes.
I was watching. Hi. Wonderful to have you. I was watching a video on hybrid humans, which is like, I guess it's springing off of what she said, but we're like humans that have actually either been. That are hybrids now, either because they did that at insemination or because it was added later on. So, and it was very, it resonated with me. I'm not going to ask, am I a hybrid? But I am going to ask, are some of us on this line actually these hybrid humans? Are some of us in this 144,000? Are we that?
We can say in some respects, yes, that is correct, but not in terms of hybrid, in terms of the working with the military and those types of secret programs that are occurring. That, not that type of hybrid, no. But you are hybrid from many different races, yes.
Yeah, the one that I was watching was more like the forces of good. We're making hybrid humans that would be able to sort of bring the races to bring the different species together, so to speak. That's what I'm talking about. Is that
yes.
Some of us are?
That is somewhat correct, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
Yes, this is Jody. I have a question about the fleur-de-lis symbol. Before Christmas, I was led to that it was very significant. And then I was shown that when you rotate it 360 degrees, it actually forms a toroid. So I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on the significance of the fleur-de-lis and its connection with the toroid.
We will not say directly in to answer your question, but we will say it in a more general aspect here, in that many of these symbols that have been used in various ways throughout your existence here as human beings here, throughout your existence, you have had the energies with these symbols that have been ancient, such as Atlantis and Lemuria and many of these things, the swastika, the cross, the ankh, all of these different symbols, as well as the one you have suggested here. And these symbols have been changed and utilized for their own purposes, or for those that would change these for their own purposes, their own nefarious purposes in many respects, such as with the swastika. The swastika was a great symbol at one time, symbolizing the four elements and other aspects of this. And it has been changed to become a nefarious dark symbol, as well as the use of the cross as well, to show that there is destruction and evilness and all of this, and the crucifixion of the Christ and these types of things. So these things have been shifted and changed over the years. But these symbols now will go back. They will come back to what they once were. And the history of this will be all known to all of you. This is part of the truth. The truth shall set you free. And it is coming. It is going to be... It is going to come to all, and you will all have the truth, and you will never have to wonder anymore about, is this real, is this fake, is this have meaning, or is this the right meaning for this, and so on and so on. This will all be a thing of the past, okay?
That's a wonderful answer. Thank you so much for that.
Yes. Any other questions here?
I have a question. This is Trudy.
Yes.
I had this dream to go on for hours. It was a lucid dream, and I was in a classroom, and in this dream I saw this large plate glass, and within the glass was smaller pictures, like picture in a picture on a TV. But the pictures, whoever was teaching this to me would point to a picture, and it would become animated, and it would demonstrate for me alchemical processes, how to turn something from one thing into another. And basically, in a nutshell, that's what it was teaching. And this just seemed to go on and on, and that all these lessons were coming, and they were so profound. And then it came to me, Saint Germain was teaching this class. And as I come out of this dream, I'm seeing the light energy again, but the light energy has changed. Instead of coming down in sheets of light, it was horizontal, and it was in circles, and it was in color, and the colors were like green and blue and turquoise, and I've never seen the light rays come in like this before. And they were all different lights. So then I came out of it, and as I get up and I walk around, I was very disoriented. And I look down at the floor, and I have an oriental rug, and I look at the rug, and it's pulsing. I see a pulse, and it's like this rug is vibrating. And then I realize this pulse is like a wave, but in between the waves is something different. And I get this understanding that the waves are the matrix. What's in between the waves is reality, what's real. And then I just sort of sat there for a minute and thought about this, and finally I became normal again. You know, my body sensations were normalized. So can you give me any insight to what this huge event in my life was, that particular day?
What you are experiencing is the changing, you might say, or the looking ahead of what is coming in terms of your ascension process, this transition that you are moving through into the higher vibration. The idea or the knowing of colors as they are going to change, not so much the colors themselves, but the intensity within the colors are going to make them brilliant beyond your imagination at this point. They may be the same colors, but they will be much, much more brilliant, much higher intensity, and they will shift and change the colors themselves as they raise in this intensity here. And these the higher vibrations. So you're experiencing the coming of this shift in consciousness that is going to happen with all that are ready for this, all that are being that will be acclimated to these energies as this comes. You're getting a glimpse, you might say, of the fifth dimension here. Does that make sense to you?
That does. I felt like I was in a whole different dimension, and it was so profound. There are no words to describe what I saw. I gave you a very simplified version.
Yeah.
But I wrote and recorded some of these lessons that I was given, and it was just such an incredible experience, and I'm so thankful for it.
Yes, and Saint Germain is the grand alchemist, and he would be the one that would give these teaching, these classes here, as you were having here.
So when I go to sleep, am I in his classes? Is he teaching me?
Now you have it.
Okay.
Are there other questions here before we release channel?
This is Sally from the Big Island.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you, yes.
We've been going through this since May 4th, and I was wondering if you could tell me, I believe that I'm here on the island of Hawaii for a reason, and I have a spiritual role here. And I worked with Anne DeHart and Peter Olson, and they would tell me different things to say to avert hurricanes, like in 2015 from Hawaii. And we had 15 hurricanes that year, and they were all left and did not come to Hawaii. What can I do as a member of this family to assist? What is my role? Why was I called back to Hawaii at this particular time?
Are you speaking of the volcano that is occurring there?
Yes, yes.
And we would say to you that there is very little that you would need to do or even want to do about this, because this is a natural happening that is occurring. It is not something that is being brought about by the cabal. They are not creating this directly. And it is a lessening, you might say, or a release. We will call it this, a release of the energies that are needed within the earth here. And it does affect various families and people along the way. That is true. And that is something that has occurred throughout history here. There are always these catastrophes or calamities that occur, and they do create havoc with certain places and with people. And that is unfortunate, but it is part of the orchestration here that is going on. And those that are experiencing the shifts and changes as a result of this volcano were there and are there for a reason. They are there to do something within their own understanding, within their own karmic destiny, you might say. And they are moving through this based on the contract that they had when they came in. And if someone finds themselves in the area or the vicinity of this, then it is purposeful in that way. You see?
And I'm not called to do anything. I mean, I'm very much involved in Rotary, and we've got a relief thing, and we're getting money from our sister club in Chicago, Japan, $20,000. And we're very much involved in getting a global grant and, you know, that
but we were
to help
of,
all these homeless
yes.
and unsheltered children.
What we were speaking of is to not worry about changing the volcano, but you can certainly do things to help the people around. So certainly whatever you can do to assist and work with these families and people in any way that you are feeling guided would be very helpful. But to try to redirect the volcano or anything of this nature, it is not necessary. It will wind its way out here in short time here.
How short of time, the one who serves, how short a time that, we've had it,
that,
you know, 3 weeks.
That,
people
that
are
we
so
cannot,
afraid.
That we cannot give directly at this point.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your information.
Yes.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Any further question? Now we release channel. Yes.
One has served. This is Melinda.
Yes, we take one more question and then we release here.
That one has served. This is Melinda. And I wasn't going to ask this question, but it came up that we are you who came back from the future. And so what I have heard is that in the future, we found our timeline ending. And so we went back into the past to make a correction and so that our timeline would continue. And then I've also heard that part of it is because we have incurred a karmic debt to humanity. I'm just wondering if you can tell us what we found, what we did wrong, that we had to come back and correct, and what we did to humans, that we had to come back and correct that.
We are not allowed to say directly what was changed, what was shifted as a result, but you are correct in that the timelines have been altered and have been worked with. There are various guardians, you might say, time guardians, you can call them, that are responsible for making sure that everything is kept from becoming too disastrous in terms of ones that would be such as the Cabal that would go back in time and shift and change something that occurred long ago and therefore then change everything into the future. That is protected. That is not allowed to happen and cannot happen. But there are different shifts that do happen at times that are what would be considered minor changes that can develop into something greater if they are not watched and protected in this way. And at times this has occurred in the past. No longer happens now, but it has happened in the past. And this has been corrected. So that is why you are on a timeline that you are on now, and no longer on that disastrous timeline that had been predicted for eons of time here.
See? So are you saying basically we came back to avert what might be called the Armageddon timeline?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm very glad that it was averted and that we were evidently successful in that. And that's certainly reason to be thankful and to give praise.
Yes, we are glad also. And we are ready to release channel here now. All of you have so much to be grateful for, and that is the word we want you to take away from all of this. Gratefulness. Be grateful for who you are, why you are here, what you are doing here. You are the volunteers. You are the ones that volunteered to come here and to be a part of this. And even though it is difficult at times, even though you have those times of depression and those things which hold you back, keep you down, know that it is only temporary. It is only part of the transition that you are moving through. And as you continue to move through this transition, all of this will take care of itself. All of this, we promise you, let go. Go with the flow here. Let it be. All of these sayings are so apropos for this time now. Just let it be and go, and have fun. Find joy in every single moment. And if you continue to find joy in every single moment that you can, you will find that your future will be grand indeed. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.